So, good morning from my little corner of Scotland. Day two of my daily mini podcasts. I've had the odd moment where I've asked myself why I just announced so rashly that I would be doing one every day. And will I find something to talk about? Will I manage to keep it going? But anyway, I'll just try to put that thought aside and keep going with it every day for the next little while and then see how I feel about it. I'm not telling myself that I have to do one every day forever. When I was thinking about making these memos to myself, which is how I'm thinking of them really, to just try to crystallize what I need to do today and longer term plans, I realized there is a kind of parallel with another habit that I've had for a long time. I have let it slip a little bit lately, but for a very long time I would write morning pages every morning, as explained in The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And that also is a way of focusing on the day ahead, getting rid of the excess chitter chatter in your head that might blow you off course. And so I thought that maybe these little podcasts might work in the same way, in that it will force me to be a bit clearer about what's supposed to be going on today. Anyway, we'll see whether that turns out to be the case, but it did occur to me that there was a kind of parallel between writing the morning pages and making a little mini podcast, however brief. Anyway, on with what's on the agenda today. I'm getting into a phase of just about to go on a trip, and always when I go somewhere, as if by magic, a mammoth big amount of things pop up out of the woodwork that absolutely must essentially be completed before I go anywhere. I don't quite know how this happens or why it happens, but I have noticed that very rarely do I go anywhere without this feeling of suddenly urgent tasks. So my first priority this morning is going to be to write one of my to-don't lists, which is where I write a to-do list in the normal fashion, and then I go right back through it, removing as many things as possible, so that at the end of it, I'm left with quite a streamlined list of things that really do need to be done, and anything that can be delayed until later on, when I come back and time is less pressing. Any of those things go onto a different list. It also occurred to me while I was thinking about this that actually this exactly parallels the way that I approach packing and have done for a long time, which is also quite a classic amongst people that travel far more than me. And that is to lay out everything that you need to take and then remove half of it. And so what you take on your trip is also much less cumbersome. It allows you to travel more lightly. And really, for me, traveling with as little stuff as possible is one of the easiest ways to make traveling as pleasant as possible. Okay, there goes my wee timer. So that's me for today. Hope you have a great Monday and a good week. And hopefully I'll be here again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.